welcome to Connections, the podcast. And today we are going to talk about all things MomCon. And I'm so excited about our guest today. We have Janella Thaxton, who is our senior events manager at MOPS, and she is the brain and the beauty behind MomCon. And we also have the creative and fun Scott Sheck, who is our gathering producer for MomCon. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, leaders. Hey, thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
We're excited to be here. Thanks for that amazing introduction. For sure the beauty, but I don't know about the brain part.
Both.
Jay, you would say that? For sure beauty. I mean, I'm pretty gorgeous.
I also need to...
I might need to work on being a little humble about it, though.
No, you run with that. Kelly, thanks for calling me fun. I just want to clarify to our leaders that have been to MomCon before that I'm not Dave. Dave is the really good does all that acting.
Oh, I'm but you're fun kind of behind the scenes.
Dave's our improv guy, and Scott just surprises you with his fun.
I am so excited to talk to you. I feel like our conversation today is the beginning of our official countdown to the best weekend ever.
Ever.
So let me put out a couple of facts about MomCon first. It is September 20th through the 22nd in Louisville, Kentucky. And if you want to find information or register, you can go to mops.org/MomCon. But Janella, let's get started with this question. If someone is listening that has never been to MomCon, what is it? How would you describe it to someone?
First of all, where have you been and how come you have not been to MomCon? Going to MomCon is like going to your I don't know, how some people are like favorite or best place on earth is Disney. My favorite place on earth is either Trader Joe's or IKEA. And MomCon gives me those same happy thoughts. So MomCon, honestly, think about the most exciting time that you've had with a bunch of girlfriends. I have three sisters, so, and a slew of female friends. And so we laugh together and we cry together and we learn a lot about each season that we're in, mothering and wifing and just being the best friend and daughter and coworker we could be. And think about that time. And that's MomCon. That's MomCon times, 3,000, 3,500 women doing it together with you. And it's pretty incredible.
Right. I agree. I think it's all of the things you want from a weekend away. It's rest, inspiration, learning, a little eating, a little dancing, a whole lot of fun, and to make some really good new friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lifelong. We've got some lifers out there, right, that have been coming to MomCon forever and ever. And I know that they have those same friends that come with them. It's an experience and a memory that you will never forget.
Well, I know that you just recently went to Louisville.
I did.
So tell us a little bit about the location. What do we have to look forward to in this town?
Louisville, it's interesting. A really good friend of mine is from Louisville, and she says, Janella, say it like you have a mouthful of rocks or marbles. So it's Louisville.
Right. It's not Louisville.
Right. So for sure, it's a fun city. It's a fun city. The energy feels good there. The people are super friendly. Where the convention center and hotels are located downtown is super close to food outlets and museums and stores and shops and all of those things that we look forward to going to MomCon, all packed in a few blocks. So Louisville's a ton of fun. We will be in a brand new convention center, which is awesome. It's beautiful and shiny and floor to ceiling windows. And it'll be super cool to be in a new space. Also, the hotels that we have contracted with are also newer, I should say, with renovated spaces. And so it'll just be nice to be in fresh new areas and just have our moms feel pampered that way. So
and they're all connected too, right? There's the skywalks.
Yeah, I mean, they are literally feet from each other, which is cool. In previous years, the center and the hotels haven't been that far from each other, a block here or there. Man, you can throw a rock from the Hyatt to the convention center and then back to the Marriott, which is fantastic. So I'm excited about that. It's super cool of how close it is. And you know, if it's raining, yes, there are covered walkways to all three properties.
That's great. Tell us kind of what's going to happen during that week from kind of walk us through Thursday through Saturday night. What can moms and leaders and anybody who comes, what can they expect from MomCon? I know you guys are deep in the planning of it. So tell us a little bit about what you're excited about.
Yeah, I think we're in the really fun stage right now of planning, you know, who we have a lot of our speakers all lined up and locked in. There's a lot of really great perspectives and content. And that's what's so amazing about MomCon, I think, speaking as a non-mom, non-female, but it's such a powerful weekend. We really work to cultivate the live event space. There's so much, you know, you can watch a video or hear somebody speak on a podcast, but there's something to being all together in the same room, being present, letting the spirit move in that area that we really try to cultivate. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is based on who do we have there speaking? Who do we give that stage time to? Mm-hmm. So something that we started a couple of years ago is we kick off the weekend with kind of a pre-gathering leader
gathering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We pull in a great speaker this year. Do we announce? Do we want to tell them who we have this year?
Yeah. We're excited to have Alicia Gordon joining us this year. She is fantastic. She's a rock star advocate, and she is a community leader. She loves women. She loves moms. She's a strong single mom raising a fantastic little girl, and she is excited to join us this year. Mandy will be with her. You guys know every time Mandy opens her mouth, she has just wisdom spewing out of her. So that'll be super cool in Leader Gathering to have Alicia join us.
And this, it's called a Leader Gathering, but the weekend's really catered to any, I always tell my wife, I'm a newlywed. I tell my wife that there's so much great content just to come and be inspired. Like, don't let the titles or don't ever feel like I'm not a leader, because I don't think God calls any of us to not lead in a certain space.
Definitely.
But don't be intimidated by, oh, this isn't for me, because there is something for everyone.
Yeah, it's for every woman in that building. Leader, woman, mom, wife, absolutely. You'll walk away with something in that session for sure.
Yeah. So we started that. That's kind of pre-kickoff to everything. That's midday Thursday afternoon that we do that gathering to kind of whet your appetite and get you in a good space to be ready for what the Lord's doing throughout the weekend. And then that night we kick off. We always try to have a big fun celebration. We have something incredibly special planned.
Super excited. This is the fun, like, planning part of what do we want to do in the opening session. You know, you think about what we've done in past years, and, you know, we get giddy because the brainstorming part is super fun and colorful. And then we get practical of like, okay, maybe we can't do it on the roof this year, but it's just fun to think about
it's a
live event, and live events are to touch all of the senses, right? The seeing and touching and smelling and the feel of it. And so it's always fun to brainstorm on what that opening session is. We've got a fun idea up our sleeves, and we hope it works out.
And we have Phil Wickham for that session.
Yeah,
I love Phil Wickham.
I know you're excited about that, Kelly. I think you've asked for him a couple years.
Well, yes.
You and several other thousand. And these guys, it's just a blessing when we book our artists and speakers. They know MOPS. They love MOPS. They want to be a part of it. So it's always amazing. They have their fall and tour schedules, and it sometimes overlaps with ours. But when they're free, they want to be with us. And Phil said yes. And so we were really blessed that he did. So he'll be with us with his rock star self. Mm-hmm. That'll be cool.
He is such a great worship leader.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing way to start.
Yeah. We just want to kick things off with, we try to never take for granted that it's not easy to take a weekend off, to leave kids at home, to leave husbands at home, to leave.
Make it worth it.
Your life behind. Yeah. But we really want to create something special, and that's always our goal every year.
There's also some great workshops that are going to happen on Friday and Saturday, and there are so many to choose from.
Yes.
You know, when they come to MomCon, they're going to get a list of all of them, and they can take their time and figure out which one they really want to participate in and which one is going to speak to them the most. Are there a couple workshops that you can tell us about that can kind of whet our appetite for what's to come?
Yeah. What's super exciting is we're bringing back again and again and again, Dave Thomas and Sissy Goff. They are, oh my gosh, they are brilliant at giving good insight on how to raise boys and raise girls and the differences, you know, not just the obvious differences, but how they're different at different stages in their lives. And so they will be with us, which is super exciting. Dr. Julie Slattery is coming. We're excited about that. Heather Avis, I mean, Sarah Bessie, Jessica Turner, Lisa Jo Baker, super blessed with our workshop speaker list that is just as strong as our main stage list. So we're excited about that. I mean, again, topics that will encourage and grow the woman, the mom, and the leader.
Right. I love how you design things that speak to every part of who we are.
Yeah.
And that's why it's just that whole complete weekend for us.
For sure.
And what are some of those, Jay? We group them too into certain tracks of, hey, if you want to really focus on this weekend, here are the recommended workshops to get all of those different angles. What are some of those that we have?
Yeah, it's woman, mom, and leader. And this year we are want to acknowledge our mentors. And so we're doing a mentor track. Without our mentors, and Kelly, you being one, I mean, we need you. We acknowledge how hard you work in supporting our moms and throughout the year, the importance of them being there. And so we'll definitely highlight mentors this year. Attendees will be able to look at the list and see what they need as a wife and maybe additional support in your marriage. We'll have a marriage workshop, technology, the scary season with kids and technology and what they have access to, just technology, period. I mean, it kind of scares me when I log into certain things. I'm just like, oh, delete, get out. You know, that our little kiddos are seeing some of that stuff. So anyway, we'll be able to address that. It'll be really cool. I mean, hopefully being able to walk away, and we know this when we're planning and when we're booking, that yes, that 2.5 days away, the resources it costs for moms to be there, the time away from their family, that it is worth it in every way.
Right. Can you tell me a little bit about what Mom's Night Out is? That's Friday night. There's Mom's Night Out. What's that all about?
Our schedule changes every year. So we look back, and sometimes our schedule is just super packed. And other times we want, again, because we've taken you away, we want to make sure you get everything you need while you're there with us. And sometimes that turns into such a packed schedule. And so this year, that Friday night will be open and you'll be able to grab dinner with your friends and then maybe come back and join us for something. And so we're working on a plan for that Friday night. But also be able to shop in the exhibit hall and take things back to your group, shopping in the store. And then, of course, all of our exhibitors that will be there with their different items and products. But we hope that it's one of the nights that you can kind of just have fun and kick back and not feel pressed with the schedule.
Yeah, and you get a chance to enjoy Louisville and go out and kind of see what it's about. I love building in a little downtime if you want it.
Yeah. The center is maybe a block and a half or so from the Ohio River. And so that's kind of cool to walk down to and see. And the bridge is there. And the Muhammad Ali Museum is not far from there. And there are a ton of museums. And so, yeah, just a few hours. That session ends a little later in the evening.
Earlier.
But then I think once you all grab dinner and whatnot, it might be later in the evening for museum action. But for sure, just to shop and spend time together.
Food carts down the street.
Yes.
4th Street Live.
4th Street Live. Again, I can throw a rock to 4th Street Live. Throwing a lot of rocks.
A lot of rocks.
It's celebration rocks.
4th Street Live is super close. There are Starbucks in each hotel and cute little coffee shops.
Then what happens on Saturday night? Should leaders and moms and everybody that comes, should they stay first Saturday night?
Absolutely. Outside of everybody breaking it down on the dance floor? Is that what you're referring to, Kelly?
I'm referring to mom prom.
And doing the body roll, or in your case, Scott, you did the arm.
Yeah, I actually, I don't want to be
it. No. I think this crew is very appropriate for you to share what happened to you.
It was actually in Louisville.
It was in Louisville.
It was one of my first times on the events team.
Yeah.
And I had not been to mom prom before and was absolutely not prepared.
No one believes me about amazing it is.
I was, what was the theme? It was like 20s.
Great, roaring 20s. Uh-huh.
So I brought my seersucker suit.
And it was white.
It was a white suit. I was so excited to wear it and show it off to all the moms.
The and only guy on the dance floor.
I'm sure you're familiar with the film Coyote Ugly. Trying to learn some of those dance moves. I mean, sometimes I'm sure some moms like Footloose. That's their inspiration to dance. Grease, maybe.
Yes.
But I have just been a huge fan of Coyote Ugly. There's a move where you just slap the floor. You crouch down.
And the rest of your body.
And it was a slim fit suit. So tell me if this is too much detail, but as soon as I slapped that floor, I heard the rip. And I split my pants right on the dance floor.
Yeah.
So it's a great time. That's any indication about how you get
great
down.
Oh,
it's so fun to see. I was really surprised and continue to be surprised every year on that mom prom is such a cool, it's a party. Like when else do you get time to just dance and let loose and have fun and be carefree and just get out on the dance floor?
It and feels do you notice the outfits?
Yes.
I mean, they do not mess around with that.
Yeah. Moms do not hold back on an opportunity to deck themselves out. I think that might have been the year where I was walking the next morning, packing up and getting ready to leave, and there are just feathers from bows.
Oh, that's right. That's
throughout the hallways. And it was like, that was a good time. That's
when
you
see the remnants of the party, that's kind of a good,
it brings you back to a different stage of life where it wasn't just food spills.
Yeah.
And,
they don't get to do that a ton. Right. And so I love that we're able to provide that, Kelly, that, you know, we've done mom prom now, I think for 4 or 5 years. We took a year off and did a concert and, I got some very strongly worded comments about that. Like, never do that again. We want to dance. And so we, quickly brought back mom prom. And so we're doing that again this year. Yeah. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And it doesn't feel predictable, I think, because we also change the theme every year. We want to roll out the theme. And so we're kind of keeping it under wraps for another just a little bit, and hopefully you ladies will still have time to shop, and we'll of course give you ample enough time to shop and hit up those vintage stores, and in this case these things might already be in your closet.
What's one thing that you're, do you have your costume already?
Yes, because it's already in my closet.
Yeah, that's why you picked. What do I already have?
It's going to be fun, Kelly. I mean, you could just guarantee that the music is going to be amazing, and moms will be able to. I mean, sometimes I see the cha-cha line going on, and
they let loose.
I mean, one year they're on the tables, and I'm like, man, they are having fun.
It gets
like,
sweaty in there.
Yeah,
it does. It is really hard to describe it to someone who hasn't come. It's one of those things that I don't think you're ever really quite prepared for until you walk in. Yeah. It is the most fun.
It's so much fun. I went, my birthday was in March, and you know, a lot of my friends were like, what do you want to do? And I really just wanted to go and dance. And we do that at our house a lot and just put some music on and just dance in the living room. And so that's like what, five people. When do you ever get to dance with 3,000 people?
We literally got kicked out last year.
Yeah, we did. Like every year I'm like, okay, like last call, you know, kind of like the last call at 10 o'clock.
It's just so fun.
Everyone was like, what? It's over already.
We had to shut things down to get moms out of there. And I think they went and danced in their hotel rooms anyways. We can't stop that.
That is what is going down on Saturday night, Kel.
Great. Are there any other parts of MomCon that we haven't talked about, or any tips or things that you really think attendees should know before they show up?
I would say just be open for God to move, to laugh, to cry.
Yeah,
just in this expectant place. Even if you've come to MomCon before, just every year is different. And none of us have arrived, and we can always learn, and we can always just grow in who we are as God's daughters. And I would just say, be present. It's interesting. Some of the artists we book and speakers we book, just a lot of them are recommended to us. And I spend weeks sometimes watching videos and vetting folks who we think is the best for our audience, or who speaks on that specific topic in their field will bring and think that our mom will receive this, and then they receive something completely different and blow us away every single year, right? Of maybe something that we would plan in a session, and even we come that way as an events team, that we expect and can plan one thing, and then once we give the reins over to God, like it just, we're like, well, that's not what you know. I think just the freedom to be able to let Him move is always, it's just pretty cool. You know, when you have like a baby and you're like, well, sleep when the baby sleeps, I would say get all that sleep out of the way before you come to mom.
That's true.
Because we're always like, oh, you'll rest. But that's a lie. Like there's rest, like spiritual rest, but you
want
to stay up all night and you want to laugh and giggle and talk and share your experiences. And so we have seen some moms who are just exhausted laying out on a couch, and
there's
space for that. Absolutely.
You'll be in the highlight video.
Yeah.
There's always surprises.
Always.
Good. So come expectant.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard or talked to moms that have come back year after year and heard anyone say, yeah, it just wasn't worth it.
No, not at all.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, not at all. Just be ready for surprises.
Mm-hmm. And you can come, we have groups of you know, dozens of moms that come together. We have a lot of moms that come alone. On their own, which I think is so cool.
And such, so brave of them.
And just a way to meet other moms, get other support, bring other women around your table that you can create lifelong friendships through just a weekend.
Definitely. Yeah, I met a woman last year that came, and I met her like Thursday afternoon right at the beginning. And she talked about how she'd come by herself, and by Saturday night at Mom Brom, she was like the center of a big group of friends that she had made. Don't let you coming by yourself stop you from coming, because you might show up by yourself, but by the end, you're going to be surrounded.
Yes. That's pretty cool. What a good story. It feels like sand in a, what are those little guys called?
Treasure troll.
No, treasure troll. What's a
hourglass. Hourglass.
Definitely not a treasure troll. This is what Scott does in our meetings.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
I'm a different generation. Troll? It's like the trolls, like you're all about JT and can't stop.
For sure.
Yeah, the treasure trolls had the jewel in their belly and you would rub them.
No.
I'm sorry. I thought your hand motion was like sand in a treasure troll. Sand in an hourglass makes more sense.
Yeah, we're just counting down the days. We're super stoked about it.
Well, I feel like this is our official invitation. If people were waiting for a personal invitation to MomCon, this is.
Yes. Are cordially invited.
Mm-hmm. They can go and register at mops.org/momcon. Do they need to worry about it selling out? I mean, is there a reason why they should jump in there and register right now?
Yeah, I mean, we've sold out, I mean, in recent years. And so that's quite a possibility. And
well, is there anything else that you want to add?
We're excited. We're praying for you. We're praying over the event. We're praying for all things that you'll leave behind, schedules and prepped meals, and so that you can get there and be with us. And so we're just looking forward to that, praying that you can make it happen to be with us.
Absolutely. So again, you can find all the information at mops.org/momcon. If you're a MOPS leader, you can also jump on our leader forum where we're sharing ideas and tidbits and tips, everything you need to know. And that is at leaders.mops.org/forums. And then you click on MomCon 2018. We will see you at MomCon.
See you there.
You're in Louisville. There were walls between us. By the cross you came and broke them down. You broke them down. And there were chains around us. By your grace we are no longer bound.